Well, this morning, we started last week a series of three messages I'm doing, one called A Life of Thanksgiving, A Life of Praise, and A Life of Blessing. And I'm basing it on our memory scripture that I gave you last week, and I want us to practice it this morning together, found in Psalm 100, verse 4. It says this, say it with me, enter his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise, be thankful unto him and bless his name. In fact, there's a card available for you out there. If you want to take it, they're on the table. They're memory verse cards. You can keep them, stack them, use them, carry them, and get these scriptures into your heart. In fact, in the hallway this morning, I was walking down, and it was Bill. He asked me, he said, Pastor, I said something. I said, it's a good day. He said, how do you know that? And I said, well, this is the day the Lord has made. Psalm 118, verse 24. And Bill, where are you, Bill? There you are. And Bill, all of a sudden, out of the depths of his heart, he replied, what scripture did you come back with? For the steps of the righteous? What scripture is it? Yeah, he came back with that scripture. And all of a sudden, we're just encouraging each other with the word. And all of a sudden, it's like, man, we already got our focus. So that's why I want that word in you. So you can just pour it out of you when the day begins. And what I will enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. This, you know, and just begin to let it come out of you. And I will, what does it go on to say? I got to remember. Oh, and be thankful unto him and bless his name. And so I just encourage you to get those things into your heart. Today I want to talk to you about a life of praise. A life of praise. Listen to some scriptures from the Word of God this morning. I won't ask you to turn to all these because I'm going to fly through quite a few of them for a moment. But 1 Chronicles 29:10 says, David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly, saying, praise be to you, O Lord, God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Psalm 9:1 says, I will praise you, O Lord. With all my heart, I will tell of all your wonders. Psalm 30, verse 4 says, sing to the Lord, you saints of his, and praise his holy name. Psalm 34:1 says, I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. Psalm 42, verse 11 says, why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Psalm 63:4 says, I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 1:3, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort. And John writes to us in Revelation 7:12, and he was quoting what he was seeing happening. And it says, saying, amen, praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen. We have been called to live a life of praise. This is nothing new. In fact, when he created the world praised him. And now, as living souls, living mankind, we have a choice to praise him. I want you to turn to Acts chapter 16 if you have your Bibles with you this morning. We want to look at just a few verses here this morning as we kind of talk about and set up this heart of living a life of praise. Acts 16, let me have you say this morning. I want to live a life of praise. Say that. I want to live. Say it again. Kim, you said it like you meant it. I wonder, Kim, come up here for a moment, Kim. I pick on Kim an awful lot. And Kim, you're all right with it, I think. Kim, I want you, I don't have that mic. Just, here we go. Got a mic? Kim, I want you to say that like you mean it. This would be really hard for her. Kim is one of these people. Oh, Lord, help me with this. So I say things that come out of my mouth that I wish I could pull back in. But I'm going to say it because I think it's real and I'm not going to overqualify it. But Kim is a unique individual. See, I know it. I wish you know. But God has done a marvelous work in her life. And she knows who has helped her. And Kim, so would you say that like you mean it this morning? I want my life to be a life of praise.
I want my life to be a life of praise.
That is the challenge that we got to get in our lives. Thank you, Kim. That was really great, but it was. Because that's really, that really exemplifies you, Kim. That is something that Kim just wants pouring out of her life. I want to praise him. Acts 16, verse 23. I want you to listen to, it's in the middle of the story, but you'll get it. It says, after they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison. And the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. Verse 24. Upon receiving such orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in stocks. Verse 25. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Verse 26. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everybody's chains came loose. Heavenly Father, today I want to praise you for your word. And Lord, I pray that we not only be hearers of it, but God, that you would enact us to be doers of it. Lord, I want my life to be a life of praise. Lord, I want to lift you and get my eyes on you, the author and the finisher of my faith today. In Jesus' name, help us, I pray. Amen. This story in Acts about Paul and Silas is a classic. It's a story that you heard about because they were doing what? What were they doing before they got thrown into prison? They were preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as they're preaching it, people said, we don't want that. And they were afraid of what they were doing because God was beginning to do some mighty things. So they secured them, put them into the inner cell. The guard was instructed to watch them carefully. And all of a sudden, they put their feet in the stocks. They were in chains. Well, the story tells us that something we learn from it that is so important is that the praise in our life is not about where we are. It is about who he is. Paul and Silas, if you understand before they were thrown in prison, what they were doing, where was their mind focused before they were thrown in prison? On God and his word. Then they're thrown in prison into the inner cell, into stocks and chains. And what happened? Where was their focus then? Oh God, it's amazing that their focus did not change. Their focus remained the same whether this situation or this situation. God or praise is about God no matter the circumstance. I don't want church, I don't want you to be like the many who tend to miss what God is doing because they're so focused on themselves. People miss God because they focus on their problems and not the problem solver. If we're not careful, we can tend to close the windows of heaven on our life and miss out the opportunities that God has for us. What would happen if the church began to step out in faith and lift our hands and give praise to God and worship him like he deserves? God just could cause the earth to shake around you, at the same time setting you free. See, we need to learn, though, that praise is not a request. Oh, you know, these questions were things we ask on Sunday morning. Would you stand and worship with us? We request those things. But you need to understand, praise is not a request. It is a command. In fact, let me read the command to you in Psalm 150. It says this, verse 1, praise the Lord. That's enough right there. But listen to what it says. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the mighty heavens. Praise Him for His acts of power. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness. Praise Him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise Him with the harp and the lyre. Praise Him with the tambourine and dancing. Praise Him with the strings and flute. Praise Him with the clash of cymbals. Praise Him with the resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And you sit here after reading all of that and go, yeah. There is something that ought to rise up within us because of that command that says, praise the Lord. I'm not forcing it out of you. I'm not requesting it. It is a command. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. I want my life to be a life of praise. All right, let me illustrate it for you, since you're not quite getting it. All right, here we go. Snickers! Come here, boy. Come on, boy. Come here. Come here, boy. Come on. Hey, buddy. Hey there. Come here. That's all right. Come here. Come here, boy. Come here. Never know how dogs will react. Hey, buddy, this is our dog, Snickers. It is amazing every time I go home, Snickers is right there to greet me at the door. He jumps on me. He says, hi. He is as hyper. This dog is hyper. Does anybody want him? I wouldn't have a problem, but my kids would. He's a great dog. In fact, I'm leaving in the morning, he's right there. This dog, somehow, he is just full of life. There is something within him. But I want to try to illustrate something with you this morning if he's going to be good. Snickers, come here, boy. All right, I need you to, come here. Listen to me, sit. Come here, sit. Good boy, stay. Now listen, Snickers, you look at him, listen to me. Yeah, I know it. There's a lot going on here, isn't there? All right, we're going to try this. All right, here we go. Snickers, come here. All right. We're going to clean the carpet for you. All right, sit. Now, I have a treat for him, but I want you to see something this morning. And he doesn't care anything about it. Come here. Snickers, come here. All right, sit down. Sit. Sit, boy. Sit. Sit. This is going to work well because I'm about to put you in your place. Because this is how we act toward God. But listen, I want you to see what God does. Are you ready? I told you. Okay, sit. Now, I have a treat. I'm going to put it right there. I know you want it. Yeah, there we go. You want it further on his nose? All right, right there. Now, Snickers, I want you to stay. Now, listen. This is the way we are with God so many times. God has something so wonderful for us, but we don't know how to be obedient. Now, I want you to see something this morning. You ready? Here we go. Go. Get it. Now, hold up. Come here, boy. Come here, Snickers. I know it. That's the way I feel about them, too. Folks, our lives need to somehow be obedient to the Lord. And you know what? God has so many good things for us, but we don't know how to obey. And there's times when we were training him, he didn't know how to wait. And folks, we need to learn to wait upon the Lord. But our lives need to be full of this praise, this thankfulness. You know what? He's not going to change. His attitude and who he is who he is. But I wonder so many times, do we change from this place, clapping our hands and all of that, and we get out in the world and we're something different? This dog, once he steps out of here, will still be who he is. He's going to still act the way he acts. He's going to love me. He's going to care about me. And I hope, because he likes treats. I've got one more. There we are. One more, buddy. Snickers, come here. One more. You want one more? You going to shake? Yeah. All right. You go ahead and take him out. Now, I hope I didn't offend anybody by bringing a dog in here. And please don't be offended if you thought I called you a dog. But listen, I want our lives like that dog. He was created. Did you know God created him for our pleasure? And this dog is just, Now, if you got a cat, that cat don't care anything about you. That cat exists for itself. And if you're a cat lover, please forgive me. But you know what I'm talking about. But God created all of them for our pleasure. But what if our lives could become so thankful? So much praise in us. Now, he's a mix of a schnauzer and a Yorkie. But he's got more schnauzer in him. And I didn't know what a schnauzer's hard to train. They're hyper. And that's why I asked anybody want them. But folks, I just want this kind of praise because I want our life to be so full of something that we stay constant who we are. I don't want us changing from Sunday to Monday, from Monday to Tuesday, and by Wednesday we're like this. And I got to plug in on Wednesday night just to, here we go. That's right, I do love God. And then we drain again until Sunday. Except you can get up every morning and say, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving. I will enter his courts with praise. What? I'll be thankful and I will bless his name. Why? Because I'm commanded to praise the Lord. It becomes part of who I am, part of who God has made me. If you don't think you've got a reason to praise him, let me throw you a few reminders. You can praise him, first of all, because he is Almighty God. You can praise him because he blesses your life. You can praise him because he cares about you. You can praise him because he has delivered you. You can praise him because he has erased the penalty of sin that was against you. You can praise him because he has given you eternal life. You can praise him because he keeps you. You can praise him because he is full of great mercy. You can praise him because he will never leave nor forsake you. You can praise him because he paid the price for you and took your place at Calvary. You can praise him because he has redeemed you. You can praise him because he has saved you. You can praise him because he has an undying love for you. You can praise him because he gives you the victory through his son, Jesus Christ. I mean, there ought to be somebody here that wants to give God praise. Have you forgotten what he's done for you? And then there's others who say, well, why should I praise him? Because he's worthy. And then you ask, well, what can the praise do for me? I want you to know, first of all, praise can cause your walls to fall down. Hey, just ask Joshua. You see, after they begin to praise the Lord, they obeyed, they walked around the walls, and then they shouted with praise. And the walls came down. Do you know praise can stop the fury of a fire? Ask three Hebrew boys who stood before a king. And they said, even if God does not save us, we will not bow. Our allegiance is to God. Did you know that praise can quench the appetite of a lion? Ask Daniel. See, Daniel knew there was only one God who was worthy of his attention of prayer. He did not let his focus in prayer get off of God. Praise could deliver you from your enemies. Ask Jehoshaphat. When God took care of the enemy that had come against him, Jehoshaphat simply obeyed. And he sent the praisers out front of the army. It doesn't make sense. But God said, put your praise out front. So they did. And God set ambushes against the enemy, defeated the enemy. Your praise can loosen the chains in your life. Ask Paul and Silas. When they praise, no matter what the circumstance. Praise can live in your heart, even though there may be tough times in your life. Ask Job. Job said, the Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. But may the name of the Lord be praised. Praise can strengthen your faith in the times of lack. Just ask Habakkuk. He says, though the fig tree does not bud, there are no grapes on the vine, there's no olive, the olive crops have failed, the fields produce no food, there are no sheep in the pen, there's no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. You can praise Him even if you feel like my life is messed up. There's too many things in my past. Oh, just ask David after he sinned with Bathsheba. He cries out to God in Psalm 51, verse 10, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." And five verses later, I want you to hear David from his own lips where he says, "O Lord, open my lips and my mouth will declare your praise." See, I want this life of praise to live within us. There's an old song by Russ Taff. How many remember Russ Taff? How many remember the Imperials? There we go. There's a song he sang. He says, "Praise the Lord. He can work through those who praise Him. Praise the Lord, for our God inhabits praise. Praise the Lord, for the chains that seem to bind you serve only to remind you that they drop powerless behind you when you praise Him." There's power in the thought of my praise. A life, not a moment, not a Sunday, a life. A life. It's your choice. It's a command. See, church, I want to be thankful. And I want to thank Him first because He's my focus. But when I get it right, I enter His gates with thanksgiving and then into the courts. I want everybody else to know that God has been good to me. I want everybody else to know that God is good no matter what my circumstance is anyway. I believe in God. I believe in His Son. I believe in the cross. I believe in the resurrection. And I believe He's coming back. I believe that your sins, though they were like scarlet, they have been made white as snow because of the cross. I have reason to praise. The sins of my life, church, if they were to be exposed to you and there was not grace, I would have sealed my fate. But because of grace, because of mercy, I now have a life of praise. Because I'm forgiven. I'm forgiven. I don't have to carry the past. I can walk in my future. See, church, you have a choice to walk and live a life of praise. This coming Friday, we have an opportunity. Thursday, we got some work to do. Friday, we have an opportunity to walk our lives before this city. We have been invited. It started years before I came where we were down there. We were part of things. But they are now asking us. They've asked us when we come and do what we've done. The city. And all we can do is we go and let our lights so shine before men. Church, it's a simple, simple task to walk down a street and hand out 4,000 lives can be touched. Why? Because there's people that have a life of praise. You can join. You know what? 6 o'clock, we'll meet. It's across from the library behind the senior citizens there. There's a parking lot. The band will be there and all these other floats. And church, I'm asking you to be there. I've watched over the last few years. 4 years ago, we almost had 200 people walking. Last year, we had about 100. Boy, I'd love to see it back up to 200. In fact, I need 200 people to hand these out. But we need other workers serving and helping give out the hot chocolate. We're expecting over 1,000 will come into that square. We have 1,000 cookies to get ready. We got the bags of popcorn or the boxes. Because I believe it more than just gathering on Sunday. I believe that we are to take this gospel into the world. And this is an opportunity they have asked us to do. And we can do it. There'll be a simple float I talked about, declaring that Jesus is born. Church, would you join me? I'm about to release you and put you to work. I want to pray over these, that God will use them. They're only a tool, a method. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pray over you. I've got a song I want us to sing, and then I'm going to dismiss you. I'm inviting you to go down to our gymnasium. If you just walk straight down the hallway, down the steps, on your right, that's the gymnasium. And we've got the table set up, ready to go. If you need the elevator, it's there on your left before the steps. I'm asking you, would you come and join us? Would you put your hands, and every one of them you touch, can you pray over it? Say, Lord, as you're stringing it together, could this go to a kid and awaken their heart, or maybe to a mom or a dad, that they might really have a Mary Christ in their heart? Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, over these simple cards and glow sticks. Lord, to you they mean nothing. But Lord, when they're given in love, Lord, it's amazing what you can do with your message of kindness. Lord, would you use us in a powerful way this coming Friday? Lord, to touch a city, to touch a community. Lord, let us shine your light and be the light. Lord, use our church. Lord, use every church. But Lord, for the opportunity you have put in front of us, may we faithfully carry it out. In Jesus' name, amen.